today here on You and the Law. Attorney Bruce Ikefugi is here, and he's talking about those spring property sales. Is the actual purchase and sale of a house more complicated than it was a couple of years ago?
The actual purchase and sale, no. The principles are the same, but the work involved is much more complicated, as I guess it should be, because now all of the parties want everything to be guaranteed. In the old days, there was some flexibility, and you might have had a buyer going to a bank, borrowing some money, and then giving that money to the seller. And the seller needing that money because the seller was, in a couple of the days, going to buy a house for himself or herself. And there might have been a whole chain, a whole domino chain. Now everybody wants a guarantee that all of those closings, for example, are going to happen on the same day. And as you can imagine, that would make the transactions very complicated, especially since another party that wants the guarantees will be the bank. And the bank is not going to wire the funds or get the funds to the closing table until all of its requirements are met, which means sometimes everyone's sitting around the table, the deed's ready to be recorded, everybody's ready to get the moving people going, and the bank hasn't wired the funds yet. There's no funds.
Given all kinds of requirements, like lead inspections and so forth, is it easier to handle the sale and purchase of a new house rather than an older house?
Yes, the newer houses. Or if you're talking about new builds, those two are much easier because a lot of the certifications, for example, if you have an older house, one of the problems we're running into very frequently now have to do with septic systems. Typically, the newer homes are connected to public water and public sewer. Septic systems, I'm not an expert, but seem to have a life maybe of about 50 years. So a lot of the systems that have been installed have run out of life and are failing either the inspections that must be done by the county before the property is conveyed or shortly thereafter when perhaps you had an older couple in the home with a septic system, and now all of a sudden the new buyers, mom and dad and three or four other kids or a dog or who knows what, and the septic systems are failing. And really the county, the only test that they perform is to have a colored dye put into the water that's being flushed by the toilets or transported out by the showers, and seeing if the dye rises up out of the ground, if there's a defect in the system. They're not testing pressure or capacity or anything else. And also there was never, I'm learning, a very strict monitoring of what systems were installed. So often the only thing the county will be able to tell you is the system that was installed was sufficient for three bedrooms or two bedrooms. Or oftentimes we're told by the county the test has passed, but we have no idea what kind of a system is in there. And I'm told by experts that the only way you really can investigate an existing septic system is to start digging underneath the ground, and that digging underneath the ground could very well damage the system.
One of the things I've heard about housing sales these days is appraisals have become not just a routine part of a sale, but a very complicating part of the sale.
Yes, federal guidelines are requiring these appraisers to go to, compared to the old days, great extremes in finding comparable properties in the same neighborhood as the house they're appraising, with the same style of house, with a sale that's occurred within, I believe it's the past two years. And as you can imagine, sometimes these appraisers can't find those things. So they have other fallback methods of appraising the properties. But everybody wants to, in that part of the industry, be safe rather than sorry. So they're going to be a lot more conservative. So last year, we had perhaps a dozen deals either fail, not close, or be in jeopardy because the appraisers have set the property at a value that is lower than what the buyer and seller had agreed upon. And the bank, therefore, is only going to make a loan based on that lower amount. So the buyer and seller all of a sudden have to decide between the two of them, if they can, how to make up for the shortfall, because the bank is not going to be lending them the amount that they had wanted and accounted on.
Today here on You and the Law, Bruce Ikefugi has been here, and we've been talking about those for sale signs that are popping up right next to the rose bushes. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.